Good morning and praise the Lord, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has made, and we give Jesus all the glory. Let me encourage you from the book of Philippians chapter 3 and verse 8. It says, everything else is worthless when compared with the infinite value of knowing Christ. My dear brothers and sisters, real change always comes with a cost. Like what playwright Sidney Harvard once said, one half of knowing what you want is knowing what you must give up before you get it. True transformation never comes cheap. It may not cost you money, but it will require time. It will require your energy, focus, and sometimes even painful sacrifices. If change costs you nothing, it likely is not genuine change. Apostle Paul understood this when he said in Philippians 3:8-9, for his sake I have discarded everything else, counting it all as garbage, so that I could gain Christ and become one with him. My dear brothers and sisters, he was willing to let go of status, achievements, and comfort because he discovered something far greater, the surpassing worth of knowing Jesus. The question is, what are you willing to release in order to grow? What habits, attitudes, or distractions might be standing in the way of knowing Christ more deeply? My dear brothers and sisters, change brings growth, but it also brings loss. Yet, what we gain in Him is infinitely better than anything we give up. Hallelujah. You may ask me, how can I apply this scripture to my personal life? I'll give you a few pointers. Number one, evaluate your priorities. Take inventory of what consumes your time and energy. Does it draw you closer to Christ or pull you away? Secondly, be willing to let go. Growth may require releasing certain comforts, old habits, or even relationships that hinder your walk with God. Thirdly, press on with perseverance. Like Apostle Paul, refuse to stay stagnant. Keep moving forward in faith, even when change feels costly. Fourthly and lastly, focus on the eternal reward. Remind yourself that knowing Christ deeply is worth far more than any temporary sacrifice. My dear brothers and sisters, that's the way to go forward in being transformed into the image of Jesus. Amen. Let's pray. Abba Father, we want to say thank you because you are a good God, a great God, a mighty God. You are a God who never fails, never changes. You are the same yesterday, today, and forever. Your word is the same. Heaven and earth will pass away, but your word will never pass. Hallelujah. And Lord, we want to say thank you. That Lord, Abba Father, we pray that you'll help us to see the surpassing worth of knowing you above all else. Give us the courage to let go of anything that hinders our growth and to embrace the changes you are calling us to make, O God. Lord God Almighty, strengthen us to press on, even when it is difficult, and fill us with the joy of walking closely with you. Lord, I pray that may our lives reflect the power of your resurrection and the hope of eternity with you, God. Today, Lord, as your flock steps out into their jobs, into their businesses, in running the errands for the day, I release your great grace and glory to abound upon them. Bless them, be with them, uphold them with your righteous hand. Keep them from the enemy. Flourish and prosper them because they are yours. I also lift up the brothers and sisters who may be sick in our midst, O Father. I rebuke every manner of sickness. Get out and enter into that body again, no more. For by the wounds and by the stripes of Jesus, we were healed and made whole. and we give you all the glory, honor, dominion, power, and authority, because it all belongs to you and to you alone. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a wonderful weekend. Have a great, fantabulous weekend ahead. And I remind you to go to church this Sunday and serve God, worship God. Either Saturday or Sunday, whichever day you go to, just serve God together with the saints. God bless you. God be with you. And bye for now.